So my name is Ignazi. I'm also a grad student at the University of Minnesota. And let's talk about beer. So brewery wastewater contains large amounts of organic carbon and also a moderate presence of nutrients like nitrogen and phosphorus. These characteristics are shared with other food industries' wastewaters. So small breweries usually send their wastewater to municipal treatment plants where aerobic processes are used to oxidize all that carbon using large amounts of energy, which translates into big surcharges to that brewery. And currently, urban areas act like immense nutrient sinks. Tons of nutrients are shipped annually into the city and then are lost either by like landfill or wastewater streams. And these high radius of nutrient use present some big environmental challenges. And here's where I think that horticulture and especially urban agriculture can help find a solution to this issue. Soilless production is an emerging sector in many cities. We see a lot of hydroponic and aquaponic facilities coming up. And this sector could have a real beneficial impact if it was able to reclaim all those nutrients present in the wastewater, which at the same time will provide them with a free source of nutrients. But traditional irrigation with wastewater helps reclaim and recycle those nutrients, but sometimes presents problems of heavy metals and pathogen presence. If instead of mixing all the wastewater streams into one, we treated them separately, it could help promote the use of the most suitable ones for agriculture. Similar to what we do with solid waste, where we try to treat them separately according to their recyclable potential. So at the University of Minnesota, a research group formed by civil engineers and horticulturalists, we are developing a decentralized wastewater treatment that combines energy production with through anaerobic digestion and soilless agriculture. Anaerobic digestion of the wastewater significantly reduces its carbon content, but the rest of elements remains at a similar level. This process not only produces methane and nitrogen that is used to produce energy, but also makes the digestive effluent more suitable for agriculture, since high levels of organic carbon in the water sometimes present problems of pH change and substrate clogging. So overall, we have been able to create a solution that reduces carbon and nutrient load of the stream, and thus the energy requirements for its treatment, while producing energy and vegetables. In our last experimental run, we were able to obtain similar yields using digested wastewater than synthetic fertilizer. And if you want to learn more, we have a poster there. You should come check it out. Thanks.